Reader's opinion, steel and strikes. Steel, nationalized to save industry a whisker away from collapse. Unite the Union has said that the UK steel industry is a whisker away from collapse. And now there is a standoff between the steel companies and the Tory government, affecting over 30,000 that work in the industry. In its heyday in the 1970s, the British steel industry employed 320,000 workers. Almost 300,000 well-paid, skilled, industrial jobs have disappeared since the 1970s. Now there is a funding gap of hundreds of millions of pounds to maintain what remains of the industry. And the Tory government is only offering bailouts for steel companies on the condition that they decarbonize and introduce more sustainable technology and practices. But Tory privatization removed state power to direct industry practices. Why have these corporations been allowed to get away with extracting profits, while consistently failing to sustain industries that were privatized, only surviving by falling back on state handouts? Only with state-owned industry, democratically controlled by the working class, can we create an environmentally sustainable steel industry, with well-paid, skilled jobs, and other industries of the like. Dean Young, Liverpool.